the area at this point. We'll come back later on and see if we can catch a few more people there. So let's move first to Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. Back. What's up?
Good afternoon, everyone. This is KDA, BUN, Mission Section ARPS, CMEX. First off, Jim, KDB, thank you for taking that call this afternoon. Let's see, a couple of things. Obviously, first off, at the top of the list, I want to talk a little bit about over the last couple of days and information around it. As you all know, we got three different tornadoes touched down in Southwest Michigan. One of them has been confirmed as an EF3. There were four fatalities associated with that. I think it does some injuries as well. Our volunteers are actually in the area today doing damage assessment, so they're providing assistance. Not so much in a communications manner, but in the manner of what the situation is requiring, and that's what's important. To hand off to them as well. We had interop this past week, and it was very enlightening and entertaining. And one of the senses that was in there, kind of asking us, is had to do with public information officer, CIO. Two of our PIO folks from the state, one is the section manager for that area, and the other one was a newly hired PIO. They both used to work at media, and as I was choosing for this. And one of them shared a report of the VHR, the report that they got. It was basically off of 911 calls. It turned out later when the facts started to come in, the story was different. It took a lot for him to be able to get up there and share that, but it was a powerful demonstration of how you need to be careful what you listen to. So when the information comes
because of the possibility of severe weather, and we didn't want to and the county did not want to inadvertently overly excite somebody there when the siren's going off. So it was, one of those things that you want to, they're very careful about when they fire those sirens up, and it's only either for a test on a blue sky or things are bad. So with that, let's move next to NAWU. Your comments, sir. This is KAJBD.
Relay.
Go ahead.
This is WDA Delta X-ray Bravo. Please acknowledge into the net Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Charlie India, KD8 RCI. That would be Scott from Kalamazoo. I heard him weekly, over.
WDA-XB, thanks for the relay. I copy Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Charlie India. Is that correct?
Roger.
Okay, thanks for your relay there, sir. Let's move now to NAWU. This is KJBD.
Hey, I don't have anything. I'm sitting here right along with you guys. Thanks for being net control, NAWU.
Okay, thanks for setting it up for us. We certainly appreciate that. It really does extend our capabilities to a lot of places. Let's move next to Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. Your comments, sir.
This is KW5S. My name is Chip. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan. And all missions are very good this afternoon, even the weak ones that net control seems to miss, I'm able to hear up here, so definitely very good conditions. We're working on doing some antenna work this afternoon, and got to replace my 2-to-1 balun with a 4-to-1 balun on my four-way loop. Very good improvement on SWR on all bands except 75 and 80. All the rest of them made great improvements to the point that if I'm not running the amplifier, I don't even know if I'll actually tune up. I have an auto tuner, but bands are almost flat, other than, like I said, 75, 80 meters. And yep, I still don't have a 60 meter antenna, so I am definitely not a 60 meters person because for one loop, for 80 meters, 60 meters is 180 degrees out of phase. So it is a complete null if I try transmitting on 60 meters. So, it's one of those things I probably should do this spring as well, is get a 60 meter antenna up just in case. Other than that, not much report from here. Everyone have a good day. KW5S.
Hi, KW5AS, this is KJBD. Yeah, thanks for the information there. Glad your antennas are working. You're just booming it down here. Nice, strong, right-through signal. So let's move next to KB8SWR. Your comments, sir.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.